we promised you last week that there would be a new icon from you, from that man of many icons, Colin Bissett. Well, he has not disappointed. A new series, Icons of Duality. This week, The Spork.
Stand-up buffets can be an etiquette nightmare. Balancing a glass and a plate and having to cut up some tasty morsel before navigating it to your mouth is often not worth the trouble, which is why the spork is so helpful. The spork, you know, the spoon that thinks it's a fork or vice versa. And while you may imagine the spork is a byproduct of the 1970s, when fondue parties and casual eating were all the rage, the very first spork was patented in 1897. Its inventor was an eccentric called Samuel W. Francis, whose other major contribution to civilization was the self-opening coffin. This released the lid if you happened to wake up in a coffin, after everyone thought you'd died, before burial, presumably. The spork was a more widespread lifesaver, at least in the catering world. Like many 19th century inventions, the spork was the result of a desire to exploit design potential. It was certainly a clever way of combining a whole cutlery setting in one tool, because despite the name, it incorporated not only a spoon and a fork, but also a knife. The original design shows a conventional spoon with thin tines stuck on the end and a flattish blade along one side. Elegant, it was not, and also a little alarming, given the obvious care required when putting the thing in your mouth. But the idea of being able to cut, spike, and sup with a single implement gave it a long and successful life, appealing to the military, to prisons, and to schools. Refinements and metals like titanium have made it less clumsy and super lightweight into the bargain. Its first big commercial outing was in plastic, though, handed out with Kentucky Fried Chicken in the 1970s. In the 1990s, Bill Clinton used it as a metaphor for the tightening of government purse strings, citing it as a clear demonstration of how to cut down wastage without sacrificing usefulness. The spork is an item that perhaps promises more than it delivers. It taps into that niche of objects that make logical sense, but which remain fundamentally unappealing. After all, as multifunctional tools go, surely nothing can beat the original Swiss Army knife and its endless array of attachments. But campers around the world have long relished the spork's simple practicality and lightness. And it was an obvious influence on the plastic tool often handed out by the kiwi fruit and avocado industries, which allow people to eat on the go. And maybe because of that, even putting buffet meals aside, one can begin to appreciate that the spork is, in fact, something of a masterpiece, where practicality comes before beauty. Perfect for snacking, while waiting for the coffin lid to open even.
Colin Bissett, the spork explained, the first in his Icons of Duality. There'll be more. All Colin's icons are gathered for you on the blueprint page of the RN website, or check out the ABC Listen app.